Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Vagus Nerve Protocol: Simple Daily Exercises to Reset Your Nervous System, Release Stress and Inflammation, and Finally Sleep. Digest and Breathe Freely, again by Adele Payne, is a practical nonfiction wellness guide focused on nervous system regulation through vagus nerve support. The book presents stress, anxiety, fatigue, digestive discomfort, poor sleep, and inflammatory tension as possible signs of a body operating in prolonged survival mode, rather than as isolated problems to be attacked separately. Payne positions the vagus nerve as a central pathway connecting emotional regulation, breathing, digestion, immune response, and recovery. The guide is organized around a 28-day protocol using brief daily exercises such as breathwork, posture shifts, sound-based practices, and small movements. Its purpose is not to replace medical care or offer a complex clinical manual, but to give overwhelmed readers a structured, accessible way to experiment with calming signals, daily rituals, and self-observation that may help rebuild a sense of internal safety. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, nervous system dysregulation as the root frame for everyday symptoms. A central idea in the book is that many common complaints are better understood through the lens of nervous system dysregulation, rather than treating anxiety, digestive distress, fatigue, shallow breathing, and sleep difficulty as unrelated issues. Payne links them to a body that may be repeatedly shifting into fight, flight, freeze, or hypervigilant states. This framing matters because it changes the practical question from how to force the mind to calm down to how to give the body credible signals of safety. The book emphasizes the vagus nerve because it is part of the parasympathetic nervous system and is involved in communication between the brain and major organs. In this model, emotional discomfort is not presented simply as poor thinking, and physical symptoms are not treated as personal failure. The reader is encouraged to notice patterns in breathing, posture, digestion, and tension as clues about autonomic state. This approach is especially relevant for people who have tried willpower-based self-improvement, strict routines, or isolated supplements without consistent relief, because it asks whether the regulatory system itself needs steadier support. Secondly, a 28-day structure that favors consistency over intensity. The book distinguishes itself by presenting its practices through a 28-day protocol rather than a loose collection of wellness tips. This structure gives readers a time-limited framework for experimentation, which can reduce decision fatigue for people who already feel overwhelmed. The emphasis is on small daily actions, not long meditation sessions, specialized equipment, or performance-based discipline. That choice reflects an important principle in nervous system work regulation is often built through repetition and safety, not dramatic effort. A brief exercise performed regularly can be more realistic than an ambitious routine that collapses after a few days. The protocol also implies gradual learning. Readers are not only doing techniques, they are observing how their bodies respond to breath, movement, posture, sound, rest, and ritual. The 28-day format makes the work measurable enough to follow, while avoiding the rigidity of a cure plan. Its value lies in creating rhythm. For stressed readers, predictable practice can become part of the calming signal, because the body begins to associate repeated gentle actions with reduced threat. Thirdly, breath. Posture, sound, and micro-movements as body-based regulation tools, Payne focuses on practices that work through the body rather than relying only on cognitive reframing. Breathwork is important because breathing patterns are closely tied to autonomic arousal. Slow, deliberate breathing can help shift attention away from panic loops and toward physical steadiness. Posture adjustments matter because collapsed, guarded, or tense positions can reinforce signals of threat, while more open and supportive positions may help the body experience less defensive strain. Sound-based practices, such as humming or vocal vibration, are commonly associated with vagal stimulation because the vagus nerve has connections relevant to the throat, voice, and respiratory rhythm. Micromovements add another layer by making regulation accessible, even when the reader lacks energy for exercise. Small movements can interrupt immobility, release bracing, and help the body sense controlled agency. The concrete value of these methods is their portability. They can be used in ordinary moments without turning regulation into a separate lifestyle project. The book therefore treats the body as an active participant in recovery, not as an obstacle to be subdued. Fourthly, lifestyle supports that reinforce safety without turning healing into perfectionism. Beyond individual exercises, the book includes nutrition, rituals, and daily practices as supports for nervous system repair. This broadens the protocol from isolated techniques to an environment of regulation. The relevant point is not that a single food, supplement, or habit can solve dysregulation, but that repeated cues in daily life can either increase strain or support recovery. Rituals are especially significant because they create predictability, and predictability can reduce the sense of threat for a stressed nervous system. pain appears to avoid presenting healing as a perfectionist project. This is important because many wellness plans unintentionally create more pressure by making readers feel that every mispractice is a failure. A nervous system-centered approach requires enough flexibility to remain calming. The book encourages partnership with the body rather than control over it. That distinction is practical, not merely philosophical. If the goal is safety, then harsh self-monitoring can become counterproductive. Supportive routines, manageable practices, and compassionate pacing are treated as part of the method rather than optional emotional decoration. Lastly, a practical self-care guide with a science-informed but non-clinical scope. The book uses the language of neuroscience and vagal tone, but it is best understood as a science-informed self-care guide rather than a medical textbook or treatment manual. This distinction helps readers use it responsibly. Its strength is accessibility. It translates nervous system concepts into daily practices that ordinary readers can attempt without specialized knowledge. Its limitation is that complex symptoms such as chronic inflammation, severe anxiety, persistent digestive problems, breathing difficulties, or serious sleep disruption can have multiple medical causes. A vagus nerve protocol may support regulation, but it should not be treated as a substitute for professional diagnosis or care when symptoms are intense, new, or worsening. The intellectual value of the book lies in giving readers a coherent model for why stress can appear across emotional and physical systems. The practical value lies in encouraging low-risk habits that cultivate awareness and calm. Read with appropriate expectations. It offers a useful bridge between popular wellness and body-based regulation practices, while leaving clinical decisions where they belong. In conclusion, the Vagus Nerve Protocol is most suitable for readers who feel chronically stressed, anxious, depleted, tense, or physically unsettled, and want a simple framework for exploring nervous system regulation. It may appeal especially to people who have tried meditation, diet changes, supplements, or productivity-based self-improvement without feeling consistently calmer. Its benefits are practical and educational. Practically, it offers short exercises and a 28-day structure that can help readers build regular calming practices without needing equipment or long sessions. Intellectually, it helps readers understand why mood, digestion, sleep, breathing, and immune-related discomfort can feel interconnected when the body is stuck in survival patterns. Compared with many stress management books, it stands out by emphasizing the vagus nerve and the body-based signals that help create safety, rather than focusing mainly on positive thinking, motivation, or broad lifestyle advice. Its realistic value is not that it promises a universal cure, but that it gives readers a manageable way to observe and influence their autonomic state. The book should be read as a supportive self-care guide, not as a replacement for medical or psychological care. Within the crowded wellness category, its differentiating feature is the combination of vagal tone education, daily micro-practices, and a compassionate pace designed for overwhelmed readers. If you would like to support Adele Payne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.